Blog Talk Radio.
I got questions, but I
still know you're able. This current situation is testing my faith.
Who would come in?
My family's leaning on me.
I've had to be strong for everybody else.
I pray, can you please help me?
Say, do it yourself.
Morning. He allowed us to be in the land of the living. He allowed us to see another day. And so only God can do those things. It is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And we thank God for his loving kindness, his tender mercy, for his grace. And he said that his grace is sufficient for us. And so we thank God for the impossible that he has done. That was Pastor Mike Jr. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We want you to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800 if you desire to call in at the appointed time. In addition to being syndicated on Blog Talk Radio, we are also syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. You can reach out to us on those platforms any time of day or night. We are on social media. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, a Tumblr page, and an Instagram page. If you look for Global Gospel on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, there is a direct link to each and every episode. You can log on and listen with us from there. And so we encourage you to connect with us there. Certainly, we want to thank God for our sponsors on today, Abyssinia, MPT Enterprise, Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We thank God for you, you, and you, your love, your support, and your prayers. Certainly, we want to shout out the listening audience today. Shout out to the Townsend family, the Stevenson family, the Norman family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Brinson family, the Bradley family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Latham family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Fells family, the Robinson family, the Natale family. We thank God for you, you, and you, and all of our listening audience. Certainly, we encourage you to leave us a shout-out on our page, leave us a comment in the comment section, and certainly we will be sure to give you a shout-out. We thank God for all of you, our listening audience around the world, in the north, the south, the east, and the west, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, the Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, California, Illinois, Michigan, Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Colombia, Suriname, Brazil, and Uruguay. To those that are in South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Uganda, the Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, the Ivory Coast, Sierra Leone, the United Arab Emirates, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, the United Kingdom, Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Pakistan, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Philippines, and Australia. Certainly, we pray that something is said to bless you, to keep you, to encourage you on all of these episodes, that God be glorified in all that we do. It's certainly our prayer for our audience. If you would like to connect with Global Gospel, you can also contact us at P.O. Box, that's Global Gospel, P.O. Box 5331 in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. That's globalgospel17@gmail.com. Perhaps there is something that you would like to share with the listening audience. Maybe you've written a book, maybe you're a musician, maybe you're an author, maybe you're a playwright, maybe you're an entrepreneur, maybe you just have a testimony about healing, about salvation or deliverance. Whatever the story is, we encourage you to contact us and so that we can share with the entire world around us. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Certainly we came to encourage you, to uplift you, to inspire you on today, to let you know that no matter what is going on in this world, God sees all and he knows all and he is concerned about you. He cares about you. We want you to know that Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way, is what the songwriter said. And certainly we want you to know that Christ lived, he died, he was resurrected, and he rose with all power in his hand. He's certainly seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. And because he lives today, we live also. And because he lives, we have a right to the tree of life. Today, we have the opportunity to have life and have it more abundantly because of Christ Jesus. For without the shedding of his blood, there will be no remission of sin. And so we came today to call on him while he is near, knowing that he will hear our cry, that he will hear our prayer, and certainly that he is all-knowing. And so we want you to know, whatever you're going through, that Christ is the answer. And certainly there's no place that you can go that God is not there. There's no depth that you can sink to that God is not there. There's no height that you can go to that God is not there. For God is everywhere at the same time. He is an omnipresent God. He knows your heart's desire. He knows your thoughts are far off. And certainly we declare today that we have victory because of Christ Jesus. And certainly you don't have to, you may be down and out. You may be oppressed. You may be a suicidal. But we want you to know to live today. Certainly you don't have to end it today, because weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And certainly salvation is comprehensive. If you have a financial need, if you have a spiritual need, if you have an emotional need, the salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is there to meet every need in your life. And so we give God glory, honor, and praise, because certainly he is worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and of all the praise. And certainly we're going to go to a break, and then we will be back and share with you from the scriptures. And certainly the songwriter says, speak your name. That's Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. Speak your name. And we want to speak his name on today. We want to speak well of him.
When we speak your name, something happens in the room. Our hands go up. We can't wait to see what you're gonna do. When we speak your name, power is released. As we bow down before you, every demon has to flee.
Move how you wanna move.
Before we do anything else, certainly we call on you. We call on the name of the Lord, for there is power in the name of Jesus. So we call on the name of Jesus on today. And so we thank God for that selection, Anthony Brown, Group Therapy. Passage of scripture that we want to share today with our listening audience comes from the Gospel according to St. John. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. It reads on this wise: there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. I'm going to stop right there, and certainly we will be back to share more with you and expound upon this. Stay tuned.
Nicodemus, a ruler, comes to Jesus by night to ask him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus gives no theological dissertation or exegesis. Plain, simple words, he says, you must be born again. But Nicodemus says, can I go into my mother's womb when I'm old? And Jesus says, well, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the water is water. But he tells them, it's a spiritual thing that you need to have happen right now. And tonight, Nicodemus is screaming from 2,000 years ago and says, it's mighty nice to be born twice. You must be born again.
He lifted me up, and now I can sing a song. the blessed King, my joy and peace he brings. I got a new way of walking, I got a new way of talking.
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for the opportunities to read your word, to study your word, to share your word, and declare your word. For your words, they are spirit and they are life. We pray that your words today touch, heal, deliver, save, encourage, and set free. In Jesus' name, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. We pray. Amen. It's mighty nice to be born twice. The title for today, your best is not good enough. Your best is not good enough. And if we were to read that scripture again, John 3 and 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Many people have quoted that I am doing the best I can. And sometimes people really are doing the best they can. Other times they are only doing. Then there are times in your life when you do all you can do and you still cannot seem to make ends meet. You still can't pay the bills. You still can't make a decent salary. You still can't find a decent place to live. You still cannot find desirable transportation. You still can't get your family life together. Nothing seems to work out the way you want it to work out. After all of your trying and after doing all of your best. But the songwriter said, I'm reminded, I may never reach perfection, but I tried. Sometimes lost connection, but I tried. Rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I may never reach perfection, but I tried. Sometimes right. Sometimes wrong, but I'm hoping one day to be strong. And then I rise and sing my song, Lord, I've tried. And so the old school teaching was that we are striving for perfection. And certainly we know we can't, we'll never be perfect. We'll never be blameless. We'll never be sinless, but we are striving to make our goal. And so sometimes we try to look our best,
but we find dissatisfaction even in trying to look our best. Sometimes age catches up with us. Sometimes sickness catches up with us. And so the truth of the matter is no one has found the fountain of youth. So eventually age will get the best of everyone. And this is a day and time where people are changing everything. They're changing their address. They're changing their phone number. They're changing their status. They're changing their identity. They are changing their gender, trying to do their best at whatever they're changing. But the good news is that God does not change. God is immutable. He was, he is to come. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Genesis, it is revealed to us the creation of mankind. It is revealed to us Adam and Eve through creation, that from the dust of the earth they were formed. And the woman, God took Adam's rib and he created the woman, and then he breathed the breath of life into mankind. And we find that we were made in the likeness of his image. And although many of us are unsatisfied with our image, God made us who we are. The song said, God made you special, for there's no other who's just like you. Special you are. And then Job tells us that man born of a woman has a few days, and they are full of trouble, Job 14 and 1. And then you read Job chapter 1, it says, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. And then the Bible goes on to tell us that we were born in sin, and we are shaped in iniquity. So there's some things about birth, about life and death that we cannot change, because it's all in the master's plan. But as we try to talk about your best is not good enough, here in the gospel, according to John, and only in John's gospel, we find a man by the name of Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Nicodemus sat with the Sanhedrin council. And so what is a Pharisee? A Pharisee can be a self-righteous person. A Pharisee, it can be a hypocrite. A Pharisee can perpetrate a fraud. Pharisees believe in legalism and tradition. They had experienced the law of God, but not the love of God. They had experienced the law of God, but not the light of God. They had experienced the law of God, but not the life of God. But they did not know who Jesus was. They did not know the love of Jesus that would lead them and guide them and teach them. The gospel of Jesus Christ, what does the gospel do for us? The gospel liberates us from the law. And the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and teaches us and brings all things to our remembrance. The Holy Spirit keeps us. The Holy Spirit walks beside us and dwells within us. So these Pharisees, they had a form of godliness, but they were denying the power thereof. But a salvation that does not free you is not worth having at all. So, upon further investigation, Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. It makes no difference whether you meet Jesus by day or by night, but just make sure you meet him. But I believe if we were to imagine that, probably Nicodemus came to Jesus by night because he was a respected community leader. He was a Pharisee on the Sanhedrin, and he didn't want to be seen with someone that they weren't certain about who Jesus was or why he was here or what he was doing. They weren't certain about the man that seemed to be upsetting their lifestyle, the one that was coming their way and moving them out of their comfort zone, and that was challenging them, their thought process. He was challenging their theology. He was challenging their legalism. He was healing the sick, and the blind could see, and the dead were coming back to life, all because of this one man, Jesus. And it seems like he talked with words of wisdom. But everybody should have today a conversion, whether it be day or night. And so you may, so you be able to say that I made a change in my life. I made a choice to not be my best, but allow God to get the best out of me. The founder of Our Daily Bread, many of us are familiar with Our Daily Bread, Pastor M.R. Dehan, who lived between 1891 and 1965, and we know that the Daily Bread is still going along. Many of us read it. He was a medical doctor. He was an alcoholic. He was a pastor. He went through several stages in life to get to where he needed to be. And so before his conversion, he was all of those things. And well, he wasn't a pastor before his conversion, but he had a severe medical condition that happened to him, and he was sick as unto death. And certainly it was during that time that he later testified that he told God, "If you spare my life, I will serve you." So it simply means he had known about Jesus, but he hadn't accepted him. He knew about him, but he hadn't been born again. It was from that situation that he goes on to say that he was born again of the Spirit. He had not allowed God's Spirit to dwell on the inside of him. So, under the moon and under the stars, Jesus says to Nicodemus, "Marvel not. Don't wonder about it. Don't study long, because if you study long, you study wrong. Don't think on it too much. Don't keep investigating. Don't research what I'm saying to you. Marvel not. You must be born again, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And certainly you can't understand something spiritual by investigating naturally. You can live your best life without Jesus. You cannot be your best without Jesus. You see, Nicodemus was respected. He was a rabbi. He was a Pharisee. He had studied the law. He was educated. But that was not good enough for Jesus, because Jesus makes the difference in our lives. You have to be born again of the Spirit. There's something about our attitude that must change. Something about the way we walk has to change. Something about the way that we talk has to change. Something about our associations has to change. Something about the company that we keep has to change. Something about our habits, our thoughts, our addictions, our desires. Something has to change. And so when something changes, everything around us changes. Our life changes. Our situation changes. We are now born again. Certainly when we sell out, and certainly we leave all to follow Jesus. So your heart has to change. Your mind has to change. Your thoughts have to change. Your actions have to change. When you are born of the Spirit, when you are led by the Spirit, and when you are driven by the Spirit, for it is God's Spirit that wishes to dwell inside of you. It is God's will that none be lost, but that all would come to repentance, that we would be born again. And so we have to know that we have to let go of anybody and anything that will hold you back. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. People let many things separate them. They may let many people separate them. They meant things that don't even matter separate us from the love of God. But on today, make a decision that I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God, from the Spirit of God. I'll let nothing separate me. The law is not greater than my God. For what the law could not do, Romans 8:3 says, for it was weak through the flesh. God sending his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It is the Spirit that makes a difference. It is the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside that makes a difference in our life. And certainly that's why our best is not good enough when we walk after the flesh, when we fulfill desires of the flesh. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life in the world passes away. So we should build our hopes on things eternal. Put our faith and our trust in a God that lived for us and that died for us. A God that sent his Spirit back to dwell with us. For he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you a comforter. And today we thank God for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Knowing today that God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. And so today, we don't have to wonder about God, questions, but no, Jesus said, listen, you must be born again. You can't see the wind. You don't know where the wind came from, but certainly you know that the wind is there. And so I saw the news broadcast the other day concerning the fires from Canada and the fires from New Jersey. I can't remember exactly what the broadcaster said, but it said, listen, it's in the air. It's in the wind. And so God is just like that. God is moving. And certainly we may not be able to see him, but certainly we can feel him. You can't see the wind today, but you can feel the wind. The trees, when they blow, you can see how the wind moves things. And certainly when God's Spirit is in people, you know when God's Spirit is in somebody, for it moves them in a certain direction. You know when they have an evil spirit because it moves them in a different direction. So we thank God today that we have an opportunity because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We may have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We may have been born of a woman and our days are full of trouble. But know today that we can be born again from God in heaven and through his Spirit. Don't you wonder about him. God works in wonders. Don't wonder about him. Stay tuned.
Faithful me to stand.
Oh,
works and wonders. Don't wonder about him, Pastor John P. Key. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We want to hear from you, our listening audience. Certainly you have time to call in. You can share with us. Let us know where you're calling from. You can shout out 619-924-0800. Next up, Smokey Norfolk. I understand.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Understand. Certainly he knows our situation. Certainly God knows all. And sometimes we think our best isn't good enough, but certainly God knows all. And certainly sometimes our best is not good enough. and God knows all. He is calling us to do greater things. He's calling us to greater works. He's calling us to our salvation. He's calling us to our healing. He is calling us to our deliverance. He's calling us to prosperity. And so marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Read that third chapter of St. John. Read the entire chapter on this week. And certainly ask God to open up your heart, your mind, and your understanding. And ask him to help you apply the word of God to your life because there is a blessing when you actually apply God's word. And so that was Nicodemus' problem. That was the problem with the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin. They had the law, but they had no practical application to their life. They just knew it. They knew it inside. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they knew it inside. They knew it outside. They created their own sects. They created their own groups within groups, groups with outside the groups. They were at odds, and sometimes they were in agreement, all because they had the law of God, but certainly they did not have the love of Jesus. They did not have the liberty of Christ. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. One more selection, and we are going to come back and close out for the day. Jermaine Edwards, Make a Way. 619-924-0800.
Made a way, God. Oh God, oh God. Some days I am, some days I don't, but I will not give up. No, I won't let go. I know God will make a way for me. Hey. Oh, I see troubles on the left, troubles on the right. Trusting in you, oh God, I know I'll be alright. I know God will make a way for me. You're the God of the valley, the mountains and the sea. I will
And we have come down to the conclusion of this hour on Saturday, June the 10th, 2023. And certainly we pray today that something has been said to help you along your way, to help you on life's journey. We pray that you've been uplifted and inspired. And certainly we are going to ask that you continue to listen on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and Google Play. We want you to know at the conclusion of this episode, you can go back and listen again on Block Talk Radio or those platforms in its entirety. Perhaps there's something you missed on today, and we know that you can go back and maybe listen to it in your spare time, or any episode is available to you, our listening audience. Thank you. Just remember to leave a comment on our page on social media. Let us know that you are listening. And so we're going to close, and we're going to conclude with the closing song of Pastor Timothy Wright, I've Been Born Again. And so we want you to listen to that song. Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy, God. We thank you for this day, for it's a day that we've never seen before and we will never see again. And God, we ask that you allow us to make the best that we are able to walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. God, we ask that you continue to cover us with your blood, that you keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, that you stay the hand of the enemy. God, we bind the enemy on every hand that came to steal, kill, and destroy. We loose your blessing, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing in our lives. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so, God, we thank you today, knowing that many people today are facing difficult situations. They're facing difficult times in their lives. They have financial problems. They have emotional problems. They have spiritual problems. They have problems in their physical body. But God, you are our strength today. You are our healer today. You are our way maker. You are our redeemer. And so we cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us, God. God, pray that you lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word today because it cannot and will not fail. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who came that we might have a right to the tree of life. We thank you today for his sacrifice. We thank you for the shed blood. We thank you that while we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. We thank you for the plan of redemption and for salvation. We thank you today that we are able to be born again. And so, God, meet every need of every person that is here. We know that you can. We know that you will do all things but fail. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us. Keep us until our appointed time again. Give us your traveling mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you for all things. Amen. I've been born again.
Listen, I can't say like a whole lot of folks that I hear talking on records and things. They from the sunny clay hills of Georgia, from the red clay hills of North Carolina. I can't say that. I was born right here in Brooklyn, New York, Fulton Street, between Clawson and Grand. And when I was a little boy coming up, on one side of Fulton Street was about three or four bars. And on that same side was the Fairhaven Funeral Chapel. But on the other side of Fulton Street was about four or five churches, all lined up together. And one of those churches was the St. John's Baptist Church. And on a Friday night, if you caught the A train and got off at Franklin Avenue and walked down Fulton Street, you could hear the saints praising the Lord way off in the distance. And if you went inside of St. John, you'd see Deacon Middleton on the drums. see Papa Gray on his guitar. And they had a tall, skinny brother there named Wilbur Davis. Used to play the Hawaiian guitar. Sounded something like this. I'm a true boy, child of God. Nothing but grace from his faithless Father.
Thank you.